Yeah, no, I was real proud of the boys to, you know, step up just the application this week and how tuned in they were to what we were doing. And, you know, the group intelligence on the court's improving all the time. So it's, you know, it was great to get the win up in Cairns. And tonight's, you know, it's always hard to beat a team that's in a knockout situation, that they're throwing everything at, they're gambling, they're... and credit to them for the fight back they had in that third quarter, and we were able to hold them off. Oh, look, I knew we were going to win a game by 20, but I just didn't know which one. You know, we were tracking along that path to improvement and sharing the ball and playing some, having each other's back on the defensive end. So the group dynamic was going in the right direction. The last month, our guys have been fabulous. It's been consistent. We're probably inconsistent at the start of the year, and that had to do with injuries. You know, we had a stable roster now, and guys can play their roles, and so it's a little bit more settled, and the guys are playing the role, the part of the team that we need, and it's you know, that's showing on the basketball court. Yeah, yeah, it was. It was Trice was the scorer. Yeah, it was to hold a team like that to 22, well, 8 points in the first quarter is, you know, unbelievable. And then holding to 22 for the half, that's, you know, that sets yourself up. And our defense is our backbone. And when we lock on and play defense and show the intensity out there, it's, you know, it breaks some teams. And we'll be able to do that early. Yeah, well, that's, Jesse got some really good looks, and it's a part of the, you know, it's a part of the clog. You know, they'll trap in Bryce, so they've got to leave someone open, and Jesse came on and got some really good looks out of that, and got on a bit of roll, and we look for him every single time down the court there at one stage, and that's the group intelligence that I'm talking about, that, you know, it's not a one-man band. We find the open guy and make the extra pass, and when we do that, we're good. Look, we weren't far away, even though the ladder, it was just so even, the competition. You know, you got to play, and I think around that stage I used an analogy of the Melbourne Cup. You know, there's no use barking about when you still got 1,600 metres to run, and that's the halfway mark. And we know that down the straight you got to have the whips cracking, so to speak, and you got to play great form down the back end of the year. We got some great momentum. The last weekend we had to win two games or we're done, we're toast. You know, we carry that momentum over for to get the win in Cairns and tonight again. So we're improving, which is a great sign. Looking forward to playing some more.
Does a five-game grand final series suit you? I know you don't know your opponents, but does five games, you think you can grind out three wins? It has to be one away from home, obviously.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's be something that we haven't done, won a championship on the road. So if that eventuates, or we play the Hawks here at home. So, you know, we'll rest up and get ready for next week. But our guys are playing great at the moment, and we want to keep playing.
Potentially, how big an advantage getting the job done in two games with the other two, taking three?
Yeah, and especially, like, we're a little bit older team. You know, we've got some guys 30s on the wrong side of 30. So to have that break is fantastic. And you know, in the five-game series, it's pretty full-on, so it's nice to have a couple of days that we can get the bodies right.
How do you handle that, and is there a difference not knowing whether you're playing home or away to start with? Is that obvious preparation?
Not really. We know we play next Monday, so we'll prepare for next Monday, game one, either here or in Adelaide. So, it's good to have a bit of break and get back on the court and prepare well.
Oh, look, it's nice to get in one. I think the feeling around the group's, you know, good, but, you know, we really haven't won anything yet. You know, if, you know, we're playing for a championship, and that's the goal. And you know, if you go in the grand final, then it's not really a great season, is it? So, you know, we're going for a championship, and you know, grand final is just that next step. Yeah, it was nice to see the ball go through the hole. You know, Trev mentioned it before, Bryce gets so much attention, Gus gets so much attention down low, Casey. You know, I think we're a pretty deep team, and when guys double and guys make the right decision, guys are unselfish, it's tough to play against us.
Trev, you think last year's grand final series, having to play games in such quick succession, mm-hmm. like New Zealand, like, is that conditioning you for a longer slot?
Yeah, like it's different playing five games. Certainly that three-game series in 5 days is unbelievable. That's just, you know, it shows a lot of character when you go through that, because there's a lot of stuff outside your control and it's easy to say, no, I don't want to do it. And look, we've been to the top of the mountain, so to speak, before. We know what it takes to get there. And, you know, there's some signs on our team and some indications that we're heading down that path. And that's why it's so exciting. You know, we're still playing great basketball. We're getting improving, and now we've got a 5-game series to see if we're the best team in the league.
And Casey again tonight, 24 points, 10 rebounds for assists last night's been unbelievable,
isn't it? Yeah, it has. It's he had a real poor game up in, Cairns. And look, we sat down and had a talk, and he actually picked out everything that was wrong with his game. I didn't have to say anything. I just ate my sushi, and. So it was the self-awareness that he's got and the determination that to start playing like he was at the start of the year. You know, he's put that into the action.
Can you prepare at this? What do you do now in the next few days? Have you got a couple of days now just to wait? Can you just focus on yourselves?
Yeah, well, that's what we're all doing from, you know, 2 weeks ago when we didn't know if we were going to make it or not. A lot of that stuff is outside our control, so... Our coaches do a great job for scouting the opposition, and now it's for to get healthy and keep our shooting touch and, you know, get ready for Monday. I don't know. You tell me. We're either here at home or in Adelaide, so there's two for you. Yeah, it's the culture. The culture was started before I got here, and the guys, the senior group, bring people in. So I don't know how many new players we've got this year, 4 or 5, but they bring them into the how to play the right way, and that's led by Damo, how to play on the court and prepare. You've got Sean, is the ultimate professional at the training track. We've got first-class staff just to make sure we're getting the best out of individually and collectively. And, you know, if they work the system works for them. And that's the best part of it. And, you know, we had a high turnover from last year and different imports come in, and it's just to keep the faith. It could have quite easily gone down a different path if the guys didn't believe and trust in each other. And I think we were 3 games in the hole on the ladder, and we all of a sudden we pull a big win out. We release Jaron Johnson and we pull a big win out in Wollongong with only 2 imports, you know, down an import and on the road and in a hostile place. And that was a bit of a turning point, and said, hey, listen, we can still make some noise here. And bringing Bryce in and you know, getting him some synergy with his teammates and our system has worked. And you know, there's a lot of blue sky ahead for us.